Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, all 1,038 of you who are watching the live stream right now, and everyone else watching in the future. This is Getting Dug with Hi. Episode number whatever. Who's counting? And we've got one new guest to the show and a repeat guest to the show. My buddies Jeff Tate and Brendan Walsh are here. Yeah, that's right. So is that supposed to be an air horn?
Yeah, it's an air horn.
Because a real air horn is the most fun thing to own. Yeah. Like, I used to have one, like, underneath my car seat, like, right where I could grab it. And if somebody would cut me off or some shit, like, especially in the summertime when windows are down, I'd pull up to the next light and get right next to them and just... Right at them, yeah. It fucking scares the shit out of people. It was too aggressive.
Nobody tried to, like...
I stopped doing it because I was worried that, like, you know, if I did it to somebody, they might accidentally hit the gas and fly out into traffic or something.
That'd be
yeah,
real
you
funny.
Can't mess with people too much.
Oops, sorry.
You've got like a whole bunch of sound effects on there?
I have a horn app.
A horn.
Oh, here's the one I was looking for.
Horn. Oh, yeah, that would have been good. Can we, let's start over again.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
And Brendan
Welcome
Walsh
to...
is here.
I haven't been
I thought
here
you were going to do the thing again.
Oh.
Should I have my phone?
No, he should put his away, actually. Okay. No phones on set.
I got a new phone,
mine,
I downloaded some new apps. I gotta tell you guys, apps are the wave of the future.
Yeah. I just thought of a new podcast for you. I know you already have the Bone Zone.
Yeah.
But you should do one called...
apps?
No. What's appening?
Go through all the apps on my phone. Talk about. I have this thing waiting.
These are the apps I have.
I was at that Bright Spot Diner, and they have apps listed. And when I was ordering some apps, and I said I would like to download the Chili Cheese Fry app and the Nacho app.
Oh, that is Nacho app. That is someone else's app. So Jeff Tate was on the live show with us where we smoked vaporizer bags over at Largo.
Yeah.
We're doing another one of those, of course, on March 18th. But this is going to be more just straight up pipes and bowls and whatnot. You're cool with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd never smoked out of a bag before until Largo.
Oh, okay. So this is going. This is taking it back to normal smoking, except for this crazy, this crazy monster.
Gun. Yeah. Yeah. What is that?
It's what's it called? Plenty. And it's a it's a vaporizer gun from the Volcano folks. Of course, I love the Volcano, but this is a you guys can try it.
I want to do that. First.
We'll try it. Yeah. Okay. So that'll be your first thing. Mm-hmm. You just push the handle there, and it's kind of like. The idea is it's for people that are thinking about committing suicide,
right.
It's like a happier option.
Yeah.
Put this in your mouth and pull the trigger.
And then see if you still want to do the other one.
No, I don't think you will. I think once you're high, you'll be like, oh, life's not so bad. So at 4:19, my phone's alarm's going to go off, and then we have a minute to pick up our various pipes and items and hit them along with all the viewers. Our friends in, I think, in England, the UK, I think this started at midnight.
It's like midnight.
12:15, yeah. So it's 12:20 there.
Good day. Cheerio.
Oh, there it is, 4:19. So all of these are loaded with sativas, but we have some indicas standing by. If you guys want to go really crazy and get into the indicas, we've got Girl Scout cookies. Is indica that our friends at Leafly call an award-winning hybrid. So it's got some sativa in it, that one. So we might want to try that. You guys are mostly sativa people, though.
I'm a sativa guy. I like Super Silver Haze has been my
That's a good one.
Strain for creativity.
They have reviews on Leafly and Girl Scout cookies. Somebody called it, said this minty musky herb is super tasty, and the high is more sativa like. I'm in for that. I'll have some of that.
Guy with a ponytail, like clipboard,
a tie-dyed lab coat, clipboard.
That's the guy that wrote that. Yeah. I forgot that Brendan might come on my show and alienate the base.
Oh.
Because that's what he does. That's what you and your Bone Zone friends do. You love to get under people's skin, make them angry.
Confuse people. Not really.
Confuse them.
We were calling prostitutes recently. It's really hard to keep a prostitute on the phone. Prostitutes are really
all
good at
business.
Smelling something fishy going on.
All right, it's 420, gentlemen, so hit something. Pick your poison. You pick the microphone pipe.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
This is sativa.
Oh, okay. How's that work?
Is that thing working?
I think so.
You got a hit? Oh, yeah.
That would happen.
Nice. Yes.
It's hot.
Yeah, this thing gets super hot, so it's like switching it out and putting new weed in is kind of a dangerous proposition.
Do you want to try it?
Yeah, give it a go, Jeff.
What's the trigger, I guess? That's just
you
a handle?
Hold the trigger. Yeah.
Hey, which trigger should I use on this gun?
The big orange trigger one?
To work?
See, I don't know. Did something come out?
I think so.
I think you gotta work it.
Yeah. It's a... with all those kind of devices, it's tricky.
Degrees.
Like, I might have it set wrong. Yeah, that's fun that it goes to 420. But there's a knob, there's a thing over here you have to adjust. I don't know what the fuck to do. But when it works, it's good. It's really good.
That is funny. It goes to 420 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This thing is a little weird.
Yeah, it doesn't. This is how it should be. It should just have a thing where you just set it like that, but instead you gotta put it on its side. I guess like an actual gun. Actual gun, you can't just... I wish I could just sit it so it's up and ready to go. Just run over and grab it. but this is a tasty sativa, so let me tell you about that.
So far, so good.
Yeah. we're talking Sour Diesel here, and... it's the most popular sativa strain on Leafly, and it's best known for its happy and dreamy effects. Dreamy, I don't really get. Like, I don't really get high and kind of hallucinate in any way, really.
See, I would think dreamy...
Are you sure it doesn't just mean that you, like, get real...
Spaced out.
Like 1950s good looking.
This one is a real beefcake strain. It'll really turn you into... cover model.
I would think dreamy is like that kind of detached feeling that you get, like, you know, when you're walking through the park and you're just kind of almost looking down at yourself walking through the park.
Daydreamy, kind of daydreamy. Sure, okay. I'll go with
or,
that.
Or, you know, Tab Hunter dreamy.
Is Brendan that a guy? Walsh. Let's do here. Tab Hunter was a guy. Yeah, he was good looking
too. He's a handsome guy.
I think so. I think that was what he's basically known for. What's your high history, dude? When did you start?
I didn't really start till Austin in my like mid-20s.
Nice.
24-ish, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when I like...
That's upper mid.
Yeah. Yeah, I dabbled in high school, but never really caught on. I liked drinking beer in high school. And if I was never around just pot, so like I'd be at a party... Have a few beers, smoke a joint, puke, and pass out. So
right.
I stopped the pot, continued with the beer.
Right, because you thought that the pot was the problem.
Well, it was the combination.
I like the combination, though. I mean, I think it helps me to slow my roll a little bit on the alcohol
definitely.
If I'm high also. Sometimes it can get a little out of hand.
sometimes I get too drunk because I was also too high. Yeah. So it happens at my shows. People come, they're kind of stoners by nature.
Kind of.
And then there's a, no, but I mean, an individual is more of a stoner than a drinker. Then they come and it's a comedy club where there's a drink minimum and stuff. And so then people, they just get out of control drunk sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
At some of my shows. I'm sure both of you have seen it because you both worked with me.
Yeah.
And no, it's
a fun fan. You do. I have so much marijuana after a show.
Yeah. No, the post-show parking lot party is pretty fun and alliterative.
I was just talking about that show that we did with Joe Rogan in Denver.
Denver was crazy. It wasn't even legal yet.
Yeah.
The vote hadn't even gone through yet. This was a year and a half ago or so.
At least.
And we did a show. Joe headlined the Paramount Theater, and we were along for the ride. And after the show, Joey Diaz was out there, too.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan won't take weed from strangers, but Joey Diaz and you and I must have hit 50 different things.
There were literally
50 different pipes and joints.
There were literally 600 people, at least, in the street.
Yeah, and just all and we were all downtown Denver, all just smoking like mad, and nobody cared. It was late at night, but it was a weekend.
But it was blocking the entire street. Literally.
The sidewalk,
Yeah, the sidewalk.
And it was it's on a busy street, car-wise, you know, which always makes people, hey, don't do that there, you know. And everything was fine. Everything was fine.
Well, it just would have.
It was a great night.
It would have been impossible to lock all those people up.
I guess so, but I don't, you know what I mean? They didn't even come by and go, boo.
Yeah, they didn't do anything. Yeah.
Because they felt it. They felt it coming. They felt legalization was around the corner. And as it is now, we really still can't do that. We can't have 600 people smoking out on the street. But, again, when it happens, they're probably going to look the other way a little bit more, at least. Yeah. But it's supposed to be private. You're supposed to be legal privately.
If 600 people were sitting
We were there for an hour. Yeah. I didn't see a cop car go by. Because the whole time I was like, this is sketch. I did the same thing in Vancouver after after a marijuana log show with Tommy Chong, where I just smoked a ton of stuff. But Vancouver, especially then, seemed really, really relaxed. And where else? There's a few places where I've been lucky enough to perform where just for whatever reason, they just don't give a shit.
Yeah,
Austin's a good one. Like Austin, they have the Doobie Awards every year at some bar downtown. And it's always a huge smokeout. It's like, we're in Texas. What are we doing?
Austin's a weird
I love Austin.
There.
I love it. I'm going there for South By in a couple weeks.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
You got other shit going on. I'm going to read it at the end of the show.
Other shit going on.
Yeah, but so, Jeff, you're like you smoke every day pretty much?
Yeah, now.
All right.
Now
we're forgetting to smoke, actually. We should probably keep
smoking. Oh, you got to keep doing it, huh?
Yeah, that's the idea. Yeah.
Hit that sweet spot.
We got so high, we forgot to smoke.
I think that's forgot better to get than I thought I did.
Yeah? You feeling pretty good?
I'll try this other
very hot
over here.
Oh, this thing's really fun because it's scientifically impossible to suck the whole thing through, get a whole consistent hit because the smoke just swims around in each of these things.
Oh, nice.
So essentially it takes a couple tries to get, you know, to...
We'll give it a shot.
Yeah, but no, you'll get a really good hit if you do it. Yeah, see that? Isn't that fun? It spins around in each of those things. See, it's impossible. No, he did it. You did it. You did it. Give me that thing. I got to do it right because I fucked up. I didn't play this game right.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pot smoke.
Yeah. And so, you can get a lot. And I just keep going and going and it wouldn't end because I'm an idiot.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's some serious. Well, God. Yeah, that's huge. Yeah, there's no way.
Why don't you do it too much. I'm gonna conquer this thing.
Holy shit.
God.
We call it the human centipede. Everyone in this room, don't drag us into that.
The insect centipede. That could be like a animated thing where you get bugs. And you make them do a human centipede to each other. But
what if you got actual centipedes and then did that with centipedes?
Centipede's mouth to another centipede's asshole.
Yeah. You keep doing that.
A centipede.
A centipede.
No humans.
Yeah. but still ass to mouth.
It'd be like, that'd be something that is for like little kids, like preschoolers would watch that.
Yeah, it's humans
on their 18th birthday, you see the humans. Do you want to try this one, Jeff?
No.
Yeah, go. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's getting really dirty, too. We got to get the magic elves that clean the pipes on the show.
It just got dirty,
AKA
too,
Brent.
Between your two hits.
What?
It just got dirty.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Between you guys.
It's real nasty.
Yep. Who cleans the pipes?
I'm single right now, but thank you for asking. Our friend, the guy who works on the show, Brent.
Okay.
Yeah. We should put credits at the end sometime.
Yeah.
Nobody knows about all the magic.
Credits who and a blooper reel.
Who are Doug's 11? Like Ocean's 11?
Okay.
Who are these people? We get to see Gabe a little later in the show.
Oh, what's he going to do?
He works hard behind the scenes.
It's going to be great. Don't even... If you get the answer, it's going to spoil it.
What? What Gabe's going to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you had to guess, what do you think he would do?
He'll come out... I don't know.
Oh, that's a good idea. We'll get him to come out.
That was your guess. He's going to come out. Comes out and stands back there.
Stands there. Oh, that's
a
good
idea.
He does
magic tricks, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's why I think it's so funny that everyone's acting like it's a big mystery. Because Brendan knows Gabe and knows that he does magic tricks.
I didn't know he's coming on to do. I didn't know he did it like publicly to, you know, people in England.
Yeah, no, right? No. It went from just annoying people backstage at UCB. Not annoying. People love it. People love it. But I always like recoil when he runs up to somebody and starts doing a trick because I know how I wouldn't enjoy it.
I haven't seen too many of his tricks.
They're great. It's fun. It's really fun.
Does he do
and the one that he did on the show you were on, something went wrong with it. So then the next day he got redemption. Because he did it again and it went correctly.
Oh, really? It actually went wrong?
Oh, you thought it was a good trick that night?
Yeah, I thought it was one of those tricks that just hadn't ended
where
yet.
Then a few weeks from now, you're going to open up the newspaper and there's going to be a big four on one of the on the
like
second
full page. Ad.
Yeah. The full page ad that just says four of clubs or whatever it was. What was it? Four clubs?
Ace of clubs. I figured I'd be like on my deathbed or something, and then some like the priest would come in hand me an ace of clubs. They'd be like, "That fucking Gabe is good at magic."
On a lot of decks, the ace and the four look way too much alike. That's what happened there.
You can change a four to an ace pretty easy, really.
I believe in magic so much. I actually, when he showed us the wrong card, I was like, "Maybe I'm wrong."
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I didn't see the ace of clubs. He's the one that knows magic. He's got to have done it right.
You didn't want to look stupid. You thought the trick was smarter than you.
Yeah.
It's like Lost. That's why Lost in Translation is so highly reviewed. I think a lot of people were like, I don't know, that seemed really fucking boring to me, but I think if I say it's boring, I'm going to sound stupid. So I'm going to say it's great.
But that's the thing, is I saw a movie last night that I thought was super boring, but that was also people that are smart really like it, people that are cinephiles like it. Mm. You know, it's kind of a classic, and I was, you know, bored the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to drag names into it.
Yeah.
But I know you disagree with me. I know you love Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Which one did you see? Number two is my favorite. I've never seen the first one, I don't think.
How are you?
I stand by that, too. If you have Netflix...
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2 and 3.
He says they're great. I still have to check them out. Great. I got to fucking Netflix of those. And we got to get Netflix as a sponsor now.
Yeah.
They owe us. No, what were we talking about, though, before I made that stupid joke?
The boring... I think people think Lost in Translation.
I love Lost in Translation.
Right.
But I understand why people would find it boring, because it is. I mean, it's very slow. I also liked this other one she did called Somewhere that's equally, maybe even more boring, because it's Stephen Dorff instead of Bill Murray.
Okay.
But the thing is...
Some people
key into certain things and they're fine with it. Like, I just didn't like how fucking slow this movie was and how intentionally confusing it was.
Okay.
You know, all that shit just, you know, bothers me personally.
Yeah.
But I could still get it.
He's talking about Fast and the Furious 7.
Yeah, I saw a sneak peek of it. And I love the way they handled the passing of Paul Walker.
Boy.
It's really dignified, the way they handled it.
Because
they should just shut that series down right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just going to thrive. It's just going to continue to thrive. He's got a charity that they always mention, mm-hmm. like when they're selling the last movie.
Yeah.
So that's cool. That's a nice thing that at least he's, you know, making a lot of money for something. Did you show me the 2-minute sign yet? Okay.
What's that mean?
It's so funny. It's just sitting there on the ground. So every time I look over, I'm like, yeah. I'm like, now? Yes, now. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back with Jeff and Brendan. Bye.
Hello. My name is David Lance, and I'm the president of Google. We own YouTube. Simply put, there are just too many videos on our website. That's why we're going to permanently delete all videos from YouTube and start fresh with Jash. So who is Jash?
Jash. He's a man with an idea, and he wants to light it for you. He'll help make you smart and listen to your feelings too. Jash.
Close that door. You guys shut up. I'm trying to run. Hey, everybody. We'll do it live. fuck it. I'll write it. We'll do it live.
Sting.
Welcome back to the world's angriest potheads. And we're here and we are mad at traffic.
Oh, boy.
The band. Remember them?
Yeah, Steve Winwood.
I like that band.
Suck it. You like everything. You're an I like it guy.
I do like a lot of things.
When stuff comes up, you say I like
it. That Low Spark album is a pretty good album.
What about Space Jam? What do you think of Space Jam? I was having a discussion with somebody last night. People think that's good, Space Jam.
I feel like there's a weird revisionist history when people who were 16 then became 35 now. They're like, that movie's fucking great. And it's not.
It's not.
I never saw it.
I don't want to be an asshole, but Michael Jordan and Larry Bird are not great actors.
Yeah.
It feels like a long Larry Bird was pretty good.
I keep waiting for somebody to eat a potato chip. It's just a long ass commercial
for Bugs Bunny and basketball.
Let's do some
the Bugs Bunny and basketball.
First of all, Brendan, you may have a good one for us. We always want to know the most famous person you ever smoked with. Do you have like a awesome one that you could out for the world? Or it could be somebody that's a known pothead. That's fun, too. Tommy Chong's probably going to win forever because he smoked with the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Nobody like that.
That's my goal now is to get after the surviving ones. Make it happen.
But, I was trying to start
a rumor. I'll settle for two.
I mean, it was a dumb idea, but I was saying that the Beatles were doing a reunion tour, and they were replacing John Lennon and George Harrison with the guys from that band Living Color, Corey Glover and Vernon Reid.
Sure.
Didn't get any traction.
I would see the shit out of that.
That would be the craziest concert ever.
Yeah,
and they let totally them play that. Like the two Living Color hits in the middle of the Beatles anthology. They're like, yeah, you can play Cult of Personality.
So do you want to think about it some more?
Was that your answer?
I'd have to say Vernon Reid of the guitar player.
From the
Beatles? I don't know. I mean, I don't. Sheesh. I guess I'll have to think about it.
Okay. That's all right.
Most famous person.
Let's do a Twitter question.
Oh,
so close.
Yeah, no, I smoked this cigarette with Bob Weir, the Grateful Dead guy.
Okay.
Him and his girlfriend, but that was a cigarette.
All right.
I don't know.
That's a good one.
I don't know.
I'm putting some indica here, this Girl Scout cookie in here, because Girl Scout cookies is actually a subject in the news. It's what we like to call a pot topic. And last week.
Pot topic!
Oh, I almost just didn't wait for it. I was almost like, oh, it's not coming. A Girl Scout in San Francisco got the great idea to sell cookies right outside a dispensary. It sold like 117 boxes in a day, which is 37 more boxes than she sold outside of a grocery store. Which a grocery store, actually, is probably that's probably the worst place.
Yeah, there's cookies in there.
Yeah.
Set up outside.
You should be like outside a strip club. You should be outside
a cookie store.
No?
Oh. No, I'm saying grocery store. And people are probably loaded up with cookies if they're cookie eaters. I'm getting them on the way in.
Joe Biden.
Grocery stores allow it? Is it because it's for charity? Is that why grocery stores allow Girl Scout cookies to make all... Because they're selling cookies that the store is not going
to
sell.
Man, the Gelson's I go to, they let people harass you in that parking lot. There's always people with clipboards. And when you're a guy with a beard, they think they've got someone to talk to every time.
Yeah, you always look like you're going to be on their side.
Yeah.
Wait, what does that mean?
Just like
that you're
people,
hungry?
No, no, no. Just like people with clipboards in grocery store parking lots who hassle you.
Oh, boy.
And if you're a guy with a beard, you probably get it, too. You look pretty easy.
I like how you say they hassle you.
Oh, yeah, they hassle you.
I'm always from out of state, is my answer.
Me, too. I'm not registered to vote here.
Yeah. Oh, I'm lying when I say it here. But I don't say it here very often because I'm not walking by. But when I'm on the road and I want to walk over to the, you know, Starbucks or something, there's a guy. I will go around the block to not walk by somebody with a clipboard.
Yeah.
It's a nice day. Why have that conversation at all, you know?
I don't, maybe you just want to help out Doctors Without Borders or something.
Yeah. I guess I could just write whatever. Those signature things, like, whoever goes through and verifies.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we got the 500,000 signatures. Let's get to work.
498,000.
Let's verify every single
Nick
one.
Hurts.
Yeah, yeah.
Hunt.
Oh, yeah, those are all in there. Juan Tabonia.
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
That was from Sue Murphy. Used to say that in her stand-up
Juan
act.
Juan Tabonia.
Juan Tabonia, yeah.
Yeah, I'm putting that in my arsenal. Thanks, Sue Murphy. What's my new favorite? Oh, Lou Skuntz.
Lou Skuntz.
S-K-U-N-T-Z.
Lou Skuntz.
That's a pretty new acquisition.
Oh, you know what we need? We need to get Lou Skuntz. That's a good one.
We need Lou Skuntz in here.
That's funny. Get Lou Skuntz in here immediately. He's the one that packs all the bulls. Oh, man. Twitter question.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Jeff Tate, your favorite episode of Cheers? Mr. Will Fowler wants to know.
Oh, it's...
People that know Jeff know that he's a ridiculous Cheers fan.
My favorite episode is in season 11. It's the one where Carla fucks Paul. They all get blackout drunk.
Paul? Oh, Paul, really?
Yeah.
Wait, who's Paul?
He was
the
other
guy that
fat
ended up
guy.
In Office Space.
Oh, wait, what?
He was one of the Bobs in Office Space. He was
right,
an extra on Cheers.
Oh, that
and
guy.
Just started getting lines.
Yeah.
And they all got blackout drunk. And
no, that dude is really funny.
He's in a commercial for something now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Like insurance or something. He doesn't even talk.
Yeah, it's him and his wife and their kids involved somehow.
But I think
that's
watch
his
this.
Actual wife.
No, but I mean for the commercial. The lady.
Yeah, he's
plays
like a henpecked
wife.
Husband. He plays that.
You know, it's so funny. I couldn't tell you what that's advertising.
I don't have any idea. Why are we talking about that commercial and not Cheers?
Brendan, I got a question for you. What movie, thanks for your answer, what movie...
It's in season
that's
11
That's all the Cheers
the
talk
end.
I can take. Season 1, she
11?
Fucked
no, season 11 towards the end.
I was going to say, it had to be late. Kirstie Alley years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that Danny DeVito, Rhea Perlman sex tape online? Making the round.
And does Kirstie Alley, how she has been since then, does it ever ruin it for you retroactively?
No.
That's good. You still like her and that character on the show?
Yeah, she's so great on that show.
She was really good.
And what has she been like since then?
That was a really good show.
Just an oddity.
Crazy?
Yeah, crazy.
I don't know.
Brendan Walsh, what movie do you want to win Best Picture? I don't know if you're the kind of guy who would even want a movie to win, but at dat hash though.
Yeah, I want it to be like a five-way tie. Who's it between? 12 Years a Slave.
It's nine movies. So you already eliminated four. with your five-way tie.
Oh, boy.
So, is it, 12 Years
but
a
But it
slave.
Could be any movie. It doesn't have to be one nominated. What do you think was the best movie?
Oh, aren't you good with the follow-up?
What movie
I'm
do you
take
want
two
to
hits.
Who do
That's
I
rude.
Want to win? Yeah.
It's rude, but I'm
yeah,
doing
who
it.
Who I want to win is, I want Two Guns. That was my favorite movie last year.
I don't know that one.
The door of this basement is right over there.
The door of this basement is right
Two Guns
there.
Was your favorite movie last year?
Yeah, man, that was that's, super
that's,
fun.
It went to the top of my queue. I'm going to watch it because I cannot wait really, to see how wrong you are.
Is it a, what is it?
It's Mark Wahlberg and Denzel Washington are both rogue cops. They really? Don't know what the other one's up to. A lot of double crossing.
Or is
lot
there?
Of,
or are there?
A lot of shaky, fast camera work and cutting. And
no, yeah. That's, no the shaky, fast camera work was only on the poster.
What?
It doesn't do that. It doesn't have that Bourne supremacy thing where you don't know who's winning the fist fight. It was fun.
I wasn't complaining about Bourne supremacy.
Neither was I.
Wait a minute.
It was fun.
How do you always do that? It makes
I
everything
have no
so
idea
positive.
What you're talking about,
he turns everything into a positive thing.
I don't. I haven't.
What's
seen
What's your
all
favorite beer?
Budweiser.
Is it really though?
Yeah. Why not? They got them everywhere.
Their new slogan: Budweiser. Why not?
Yeah. Why not?
Come on.
They got them everywhere.
But have you
it's
ever?
So available.
I'm sure that you've
yeah,
had
they
a
never
beer.
Have another kind of beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the bar.
Yeah.
Oh, stop going to the Bud Bar.
Mm-hmm.
What, Jeff?
You don't get disappointed. If you walk up to a bar and you ask for some real fancy beer that might not be everywhere, most of the time they're going to say, we don't have that. And then you end up with a Budweiser. And you make it look like Budweiser's your second choice.
All right, I thought you were going to name I just thought pegged you for a guy that would have some fancy beer that you like. Don't you enjoy Guinness? Isn't or is that like a different thing even? That's not...
I like Guinness. I like... I guess, I don't know, some sort of pale ale.
I love Guinness. Have you ever had a Guinness shake, like vanilla ice cream and Guinness together?
Mm-mm.
They do it at the Draft House in Austin and all of them, and it's so good. It's ridiculous how good it tastes.
Huh.
I know what my favorite beer is. It's Hop Wallop. Victory Hop Wallop.
There we go. There's a potential sponsor right there.
They don't serve it in Cheers, but it's a good beer.
I just, they didn't ask me, they asked Brendan, but I just like to see Gravity win, but if 12 Years a Slave wins, that's also, you know, that's good too. I thought all 9 movies were good that got nominated for Best Picture.
9 movies were nominated?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was mentioned that a
Gravity,
little
earlier. Gravity, 12 Years a Slave.
I wanted to ask the question then, I just didn't get it out.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot. What else, is there a list of what got nominated?
I could tell you all
probably
of them.
Probably the Giant Dallas Buyers Club. Is that nominated?
Uh-huh. Philomena.
Right.
Her. Wolf of Wall Street. 12 Years a Slave. Gravity. American Hustle. And how many is that? That's about 7. That's about 7 or 8.
Walter Mitty.
You think that was 6? No, Walter Mitty. What are you crazy?
Nebraska, that sounds
Nebraska.
Right. What about that Osage County one?
No, Nebraska.
What about Escape Plan?
Oh,
yes,
the
Escape
Coen Brothers?
Plan.
No. Davis?
No, that movie got roundly snubbed. I like that movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
Everybody says the guy's unlikable, and that's why the movie didn't do well, but I didn't find him unlikable. I mean, he was a surly sort, but I kind of appreciated some of the predicaments he'd find himself in. He's kind of like a Larry David that doesn't ever say anything funny. He's just always just sort of complaining, but it's like, you know, he's like, I'm cold. Yeah, of course you're cold. You're standing there in a coat.
Yeah.
a leisure coat. Captain Phillips. Bam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, we can do it.
That one. I like Captain Phillips a lot.
Yeah,
that was okay. Yeah, it was all right. You know? I liked it more than I thought I was going to like it.
I just like saying I'm the captain now. A lot of situations, that's hilarious.
I'm the captain now.
It comes in handy.
Yeah.
I am the captain now.
It counts as it's like...
It's like the I
It's
drink
comedy
your
to just say it. It's like, yeah.
It's the new...
Yeah. Or anything Bane or anything, you know, anything Silence of the Lambs.
Puts lotion in the basket.
Was she a great big fat person?
Yeah, that does have a lot of. Or at least a couple.
You went up. You were up for that role, and that's how you read it. And they just like, we're going to go a different way.
She's a great big fat person.
You're like, oh, you're just she's a great big fat person. Okay, well, it puts the lotion in the basket, or it gets the hose again.
Whole different.
This is good.
What are you having?
It's water.
Oh.
But I was still in character as the very
as Buffalo
just
Bill.
Just a very casual neighbor having his morning coffee. Is she a great big fat person?
Yeah, that movie's hilarious.
It is funny, but also it was very scary at the time, I remember.
Yeah, it's
pretty effective filmmaking,
movie.
Yeah. One more question, you guys, for Twitter. How long did it take the two of you to grow? This person's name on Twitter is Hey Doug Benson.
Wow.
So this account was created just to ask this question. And it is, how long did it take that you guys to grow your awesome beards? While you answer that, I'm going to hit this.
I don't know.
It's still growing now, so
it never stops.
I'm not done.
I have to
Mine's
cut
about
it a lot.
5 or 6 years now.
That's looking good.
It's really coming in.
It's like Billy Gibbons.
I don't know who that is, but it sounds fun.
ZZ Top guy.
Oh, okay.
Is it that?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Jeff Tate would know, being a member of Queensryche.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a bummer.
What is
the Jeff Tate thing, man? You probably get it all the time,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I get the fucking Brandon Walsh 90210 shit. It's like, it fucking just never ends.
Never.
Ever.
You want to know the joke that I've heard a million times?
What's that?
You should make a movie about a Mexican superhero and call it Super Jaime.
Yeah.
I get that on Twitter almost every day.
It's crazy. Still?
Yeah, and I write back, congratulations, you're the millionth person to say that to me. Or Jewish. For Jaime, it goes either way.
Yeah. It's, yeah, it just never ends, and sometimes you're, you know, whatever.
My, they've used my headshot for his gigs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's happened a few times. The Walla Walla Winery, they had my headshot. And
it was
my
just, no makeup
at the time,
ups on this show. This is a honesty
basement. This is the dead truth. And my wife texted my wife. Goes,
my wife!
When are you going to... she was like, you didn't tell me you had to go to Washington. Like, mad about this gig. She...
I want to see proof of this.
I got to do TV tonight
but
after
she
this,
she sent
you guys.
Me the thing.
Yeah,
she
just sent me a picture of the poster. Line.
I'm going on...
they're doing an in-depth...
Yeah, I'm going on to talk about how the some dude in Rhode Island, some top politician there, is like thinking about trying to get it legal just because the state has such financial trouble.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So you're gonna.
We're
go
in
state.
Business, you guys. It's all happening. Just you wait. I'm reloading the microphone pipe with some more of this indica that's more like a sativa.
All right.
Because as part of my continued indica bashing. That upsets people.
So, kids, you want to mix your pots together. You're doing it at home.
Oh, because that did
when
have the other one in
time,
it?
When was the know. First time people started saying indica and sativa?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know but when that dates back to, but...
I know a girl named Sativa.
And Persephone.
Oh, Persephone. Yeah, I remember her.
I swear you showed me the 2-minute sign, put it down, and then picked up the break sign. There was no time in between. Okay.
I don't know.
It's a crazy game, television. I guess that's why most of the hosts aren't high. We'll be right back.
Jazz. There can be nothing greater than life that you're giving for. You gotta know how you're making me feel.
with Jeff Tate and Brendan Walsh, and they've been talking nonstop during the break about something, movies, some movie. Oh, you don't want to see 3 Days to Kill?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't have 2 hours to waste.
Yeah.
if that was written down somewhere, I'd feel ashamed. But yeah. It just came out, so it's fine. We did a good job of getting high, but we got to keep going, fellas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've only got a few minutes left. Before we sign off and let people get back to their lives or moving on to binge watching the next another episode of this show.
I binge watched. Do you ever watch a show called Peep Show? British show about these two roommate guys?
Never saw that.
It's really good. So
Peep Show's a movie that's got like Ben Schwartz and Sarah Silverman in it.
This is a different thing.
So you guys would agree that you're pretty high on these this delightful mix of sativa
really
and indica
high.
That we've enjoyed.
This is crazy.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Oh, I guess. I mean, it's kind of a worst case scenario coming into it. It's like, oh, you could just get really high and fucking weird.
Well, as you already know, because we mentioned it earlier, now it's a part of the show where we make you watch a magic trick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Make
game
you.
Game time.
Brandon, you mind helping me out?
No, not at all.
All right, do me a favor. Pick a card, any card.
I'll take that one.
All right, show it to Jeff. Show it to Jake over there.
Oh, wait, I got to show it to the other
one,
right?
Yeah, this one.
Here, buddy. Is there too much light on it? Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Got it.
I'll give it back to you.
Yep. All right, here we go.
Hey, what is that the Harlem Shuffle?
Can you do the magic tricks like where you set something on fire and you rub your arm like David Blaine style?
I like to involve fire whenever I can, for sure. Tell me when to stop, Brendan.
Okay. Stop.
Okay, right there?
Yeah.
So your card should be pretty well mixed in there by now?
I guess. I mean, I assume you did something tricky with it.
If I listen to the cards, I can actually tell exactly where your card is.
That's great. That's it.
What?
You did it.
That's the card?
That's the card. Wow.
How the fuck?
Well, I mean, it's
magic. Magic trick. He learned it and did it.
Remember that show on
Just
Fox?
Just the part that he shot it from one hand into his other hand.
Yeah, well, you got to get good with cards before you start dabbling in tricks. Remember that show on Fox with the guy with the mask, and he would tell you how magicians did their tricks?
Yeah.
Wait, is that it?
Yeah,
that, dude.
That was a good show.
Yeah. They tried to do one for comedy, and the tricks were... Anyway. Yeah. Wow, this has been a good one. Very excited about it.
I don't ever like to know how magic tricks get done, because I like to believe in magic.
Oh, you're just...
The only time I was bored in a hotel room, and I tried to learn how to do a card trick off YouTube, and I started to figure it out, and I quit because I didn't want to know.
Oh.
I would rather believe in magic than
I think it's more that you're a quitter.
No.
Yeah.
Who has a reason, an excuse.
No, if you know how to do it, then it stops being magic. And I wanted it to stay magic.
You're like a child.
You know, you're describing what I have to do right now, wrapping up this show, because I don't want the magic to end.
I don't think it's gonna.
The magic's gonna continue to happen without anyone watching.
That's the bummer.
Because you guys aren't gonna jump up and run out of here, I don't think. We're gonna hang out and talk some more. Get our car rides lined up to get rides home. I'm going over to Meltdown to be on Comedy Central's Meltdown show. Oh, shit.
If you live in Los Angeles.
I got to do the plugs.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was ready to just wrap it up. I was on my way out the door.
Pretty engrossed.
And we got to do the plugs. Brendan Walsh performing at Comics at Foxwoods Resort and Casino in Connecticut, March 14th and 15th. That's like a couple weeks from now.
And it's around the corner. Yeah.
Are you flying?
I think I'm probably going to fly there.
All these dates are in 2014, by the way. In Cincinnati, people see this next year.
That's true.
Cincinnati, March 21st. Where's that at?
A place, I don't know.
Columbus, March 22nd. Where's that at?
The Redmore.
Redmore in the Woodlands or something.
Okay. The Redmore is in Cincinnati.
If you go to my website, brendanwalsh.com.
That's the next thing on the card.
I remember
Do it, you guys. And Jeff Tate will be performing at Woodlands Tavern in Columbus, Ohio on March 31st. And at May Day in Cincinnati, Ohio on April 1st. Is May Day a good joint?
Yeah.
You play there on the reg?
Yeah.
Wait a second. April 1st? Good one. Don't go there, you guys. That's clearly he's kidding. It's clearly an April Fool's joke. Our next Getting Doug with High live at Largo is on March 18th, largola.com. Use Get Doug and discount code for $10 off. Do not pay that $10. I beg you. Doug Loves Movies taping at the Punchline Comedy Club in Atlanta on Sunday, March 23rd, and stand up at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois, you know, at O'Hare, on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Monday, March 24th. Great club. Yeah. And all of my dates are at douglovesmovies.com. Thank you, Jeff Tate, Brendan Walsh.
Thanks for having us.
Good job getting high with me. And
you did a good job with that.
We'll see you next Wednesday.